Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz. News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Stan Andruski, host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, is going to be here in just a couple of moments, 4:33. I do remind you to vote for me for best afternoon radio show. You text the number 980. You text that to 375-5011. Text 980 to 804-375-5011. And you should also be voting for John Reed, who does our morning show. His text number is 629. I'm trying to help everybody out. I will this weekend, just because so many people have asked. I will put together on social media. You look for The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, as well as Jeff Katz Show over on X. We don't have the there. I don't know why not. I have to get with my social media director, PJ Morrissey, to rectify that. But that's where you go, and to follow me there. And I'm going to give you all of my suggestions. I got a lot of people who have made it through to the finals this year. I'm so proud of them, so happy for them. The father figure. Great, great event from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, A Night for Scott, always a great opportunity in that one. The Friendship Circle makes it to the finals as best nonprofit. Dr. Joe Niamtu, Joe and April are dear friends. He's just, they're such amazing people. They're, you just don't even have a clue how wonderful the two of them are. What they have done for members of our special needs community, helping people who have disabilities, helping their families, giving, it's just absolutely off the charts. But Joe, not surprisingly, again this year in the finals for best cosmetic surgery. Jake's Place, God bless him. Not one, but two final categories. Best kept secret in Central Virginia is a part of me that says, I don't want to tell anybody. Jake's Place is my place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. But, hey, you should vote for him. As well as Best Overall Restaurant. Yep. And who else? Oh, Certified Auto Repair. Well, yeah, not a shock there. Once again, a finalist for Best Auto Repair Facility. So I don't want to go on and on right here because I do have so many people and I'm going to leave somebody out. Oh, Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market for Best Farmer's Market. See, and there's just going to be a list and nobody wants to hear that. So I will put it up on social media, I promise you. In the meantime, if you show up on time, apparently you are a racist. I didn't even know how to tell you this. Duke Medical School. Which, at least as far as I knew, was actually like, you know, a good medical school. It wasn't some medical school that you mailed away $20 and they sent you a diploma that said, congratulations, spelled with a K, that you are a medical doctor. No, it's a real medical school. White coats, the whole Megillah, you know, those listening things. And those light-up things, you know, the things. They've got them at Duke Medical School. They claim that white supremacy culture expects you to be on time. No, just common courtesy and decency expect you to be on time. It's nonsense. Wow. Its goal is to, quote, catalyze anti-racist practice through education, dismantling racism and advancing equity, diversity, and inclusion in the School of Medicine. Well, if you're going to advance equity, then doesn't that mean everybody gets into your medical school? I should be in your medical school then, and you shouldn't hold me to account for anything. You shouldn't say, well, hey, Jeff, you don't have an undergraduate degree in biology. Shouldn't matter. No, this is all about equity. Of course I'm qualified to go to your medical school. Why? Because I can show up. I took 1 year of biology. It was a 4-credit course. You know, I had a lab associated with it. I got an A. Well, I didn't do anything after that because I didn't have to. But I got it. So shouldn't I be admitted to your medical school in the advancement of equity? I would think so. Yeah. And I would show up on time. No. Showing up on time, that's a racist idea. I don't know anybody who thinks that's a racist idea. And in fact, I must tell you that my lovely bride and her family, you know, not our family, but the family from which she comes, they couldn't be on time if there was a timer attached to a bomb. They still wouldn't be there on time. Me? My family, my background, my father's belief was if you were not 15 minutes early, then you were late. We were always on time. Only time that I was late for something, and it really, really mattered, my first date with Heidi. I kid you not, our first date, I wound up being late. And she waited. God bless her. I mean, she had every right in the world to just get up and leave. And she didn't. And I think that's because she had already fallen for me. I mean, she had known me a matter of minutes. How could you not already decide you want to have babies with me and live a life of luxury? Right. So this is back in the olden days, really, before cell phones were as omnipresent as they are today. So it was not an easy thing. And in addition to, it was not before television's germ, please. And I had a brand new Tyrannosaurus that I would, no. I actually had a sports car. I had a Mazda MX-6 with a stick shift. And I was driving that, and it's a long time ago. It's a long time ago. So I was driving that, and I had a cigarette hanging out of my mouth, and I had to shift, and I think there were weather issues, but I'm not entirely sure. And I was checking my hair, and you know what I mean? I was busy. All my hands were busy. But she waited. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she waited. And then after that, I don't think I've been on time for anything now that we've been married for like 105. No, it'll be 106 years. That's true. In August, 106 years. So you can't tell me that is racist. It's absurd, though, isn't it? I mean, talk about excuse.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uses. Wow. Jeremy says, and I'm just going to read, says, you are on time for the show and oftentimes on time for your commercial breaks. Thank you. Well, I mean, listen, Jeremy, it could be worse. And you know that, and I know that. You know, in the morning, John's morning show doesn't actually finish, as I understand, until what? 10:15 by the time you count. Anyway, so I want you to take a listen to Jen Psaki. You remember her. Jen Psaki was the minister of propaganda, Little Red Lying Hood. She was on one of these late night talk shows. And just like our goodest president ever, Joe Biden, I don't stay up as late as I used to. But she was on there talking about Biden. Take a listen to cut number one.
So what people should understand is there's a lot of advisors who may be telling him, here's what you should be doing. You should be out there more. You should be doing more events. You should be engaging with people. He's clearly not doing that. That's one of the reasons why it's such a high-stakes press conference, which everybody keeps using that phrase, as you said, because the pressure is on it. They haven't seen him a lot. At the same time, it's also your job when you're advising a president to bring out their magic. I know that's a weird way of saying it, but President Biden's magic is not necessarily press conferences, I think it's safe to say. It's not even really necessarily interviews. It's his interactions with people. He's incredibly empathetic. He cares about, he loves to hold babies. He legitimately loves them. He likes to travel with members of Congress, said no one ever except for Joe Biden. So that you're not seeing. And because you're not seeing and the public is not seeing him and the magic of Joe Biden, you're relying on how is he going to answer the ninth question about his mental acuity at a press conference. And in that sense, the strategy is not going well. Oh, can I say one more thing about the strategy? Is that nobody knows the path forward. And members of Congress and people who are rooting for him want to know, how do you win this race? How do you defeat Donald Trump? People just want a little something to go with and they don't have it.
It's interesting you say that because, of course, one of the things about Donald Trump is, you know, he speaks all the time that you sort of forget how crazy he sounds. That if Donald Trump did yesterday, he was the only time we've seen him in the last 2 months, you'd be like, what the f*** is wrong with that guy?
You would be like, what the f*** is wrong with that guy?
He just floods the zone. Yeah. And so I think one of the things working against President Biden is because we see him, you know, less, you just put so much more into what you're seeing.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Gotcha. All right. Unnamed late night talking guy and Little Red Lying Hood. All right, I'll make notes of that. My concern with all of that, just so you're very clear, is I don't want to get in the way of their train wreck. They're doing this. And you should understand just how brutal and callous and uncaring each of these folks actually are. See what they're doing to a guy they've known for 50 years. They are slicing and dicing. All they care about is power. They don't care about human beings. They don't care about their so-called friends. They sure as hell don't care about us. Let that sink in, my friends. You let that sink in. You're seeing exactly who and what these people are. Vicious backstabbers. Determined to clutch power at all costs, period. End of story. All right. Hey, I got this big event coming up for the Friendship Circle, which, by the way, finalist for the best nonprofit in Central Virginia. And you should give them a vote, by the way. You really should. No, you really, really, really should. But they are doing a lovely fundraising event, and it is all around Julia, which is super cool. I deliver four different keynote speeches when I go out and speak professionally. You cannot be everything to everybody. And if you just say, oh, I got a speech for that, then nobody wants you because it's just not true. I've got four that I deliver. The favorite one is really the one I call the Quest for Cookies. It's all about Julia figuring out a way to get out of this nice, secure bedroom we had. It's not even a bedroom, but a secure area and making her way to the kitchen, blah, 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 blah. It's a good evening, though. And so I'm going to deliver that speech on behalf of the Friendship Circle as a fundraiser for them. I'm not charging them anything. I'm donating my time, donating the speech. But you need to get your tickets. And if you will go to FriendshipCircleVA.org, you can find the ticket details there. I would love to have you join us. FriendshipCircleVA.org. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.